The Art of Setting and Breaking Records. Growing up, the Guinness Book of Records was always on the coffee table in my house. It held such a lure for my parents. Hard workers with jobs that were pretty routine, they were thrilled by the amazing and unusual feats described. The first edition of the book came out in London in 1944. 1,000 copies were given away for free. The next year, the first official book enjoyed a big debut. And since then, over 115 million copies have been sold in 26 languages and more than 100 countries. Guinness gets about 1,000 claims per week from people trying to set new records. They have over 40,000 records on file, but only about 10% make it into print after going through the selection and verification process. The pursuit of new records. Why are we so interested in record setting and breaking? People love uphill battles. They love the unusual. They want to see what they can accomplish and how far they can push their limits. And the records aren't always about people. There are animal, geography records, and more. Have you ever thought about setting or breaking a record? The records include things you'd expect, and then there are the unexpected. Like, the largest scoop of ice cream is over 3,000 pounds. The largest gathering of people dressed in Superman costumes is 867. The most spoons balanced on a person's face at one time is 31. And the longest distance keeping a table in the air with your teeth while walking is 38 feet. And this record was set with a 110-pound woman sitting on the table. The thrill and the challenge. Like my parents, I'm enthralled by the unusual. I love reading about goals people dream up, and I'm amazed by the achievements many make. Ready to set a new record? The prospects are almost endless. Good luck. This concludes the reading of The Art of Setting and Breaking Records. For more information and wellness resources, we encourage you to log into your member website. References for this article include metro.co.uk and www.guinnessworldrecords.com.